We were absolutely right about this fake proxy war in Ukraine. And now leaked documents from the intelligence apparatus and military industrial complex prove that we have been right all along. Uncensored, unafraid, and unstoppable. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu. Well, the school system as we know it in America might as well be dead. If you graduated from that school system 40 years ago or 20 years ago or even just 10 years ago, the system now is nothing like it was then. Now, sure, of course, there has been liberal propaganda in our schools for a long time. But now the schools are just full-time left-wing propaganda factories, promoting transgenderism and anti-white hatred and socialism and atheism is the sole reason why they exist. There is porn in the school library and in the textbooks. And there's other signs of rot, too. During the Obama administration, the federal government started to warn schools that if they didn't suspend kids of all races in equal amounts, they might be in violation of civil rights law. Well, then activists argued that suspending students or having police in schools or doing anything at all to maintain order or discipline was racist. Schools took that warning to heart. And so school discipline, of course, has completely collapsed. There are fights on the grounds. There are fights in the hallways. There are fights in the classrooms. And oftentimes, teachers are powerless to do anything. Or even worse, they don't want to do anything. And then, of course, there's the impact of the lockdowns. They took children out of school entirely for a year or even more in a lot of places. Instead, they did these fake Zoom classes where nobody learned a damn thing. And eventually, a lot of kids, of course, didn't even bother showing up. Why would they? Then, of course, when real school actually did come back, they forced them to wear bacteria-ridden, oxygen-inhibiting Sharia face muzzles that retarded their development. Thanks to all of this, we have millions of kids who are now years behind where they should be, even with the incredibly low standards that we were setting beforehand. And what's our elite's only response to all of this? They're going to lower standards even more. Now, private schooling isn't necessarily the answer either, because plenty of supposedly Christian schools are even more radical than the public schools in their areas. Their teachers are just as insane. Their administrators are just as gutless. And their libraries carry just as much smut, or even more of it in a lot of cases. If you're lucky, there's maybe one or two real Christian traditional schools with real learning in your area, but what if there isn't? Or what if you can't afford it? What then? What do you do if you actually want your children learning something real? Well, thank God there's an answer, which we're blessed to have in this country, homeschooling. Despite having far less money spent on them, homeschooled kids in America actually do far better than their public school counterparts. They are 15 to 25 percentiles above other kids on standardized tests. And there is no evidence that they turn out worse in terms of socialization or social and emotional development. And who are we kidding? The way that public schools are going right now, they almost certainly are coming out much better in terms of socialization these days. And the best part is, homeschooling is now easier than ever before. More and more parents are doing it, and the amount of available resources for homeschooling has exploded. Want to do meetups with other homeschool parents that share the load? It's easy. No need to teach a tough subject that you can't explain yourself, because now you can find endless tools and videos and everything else that you need right online. Need a short-term tutor? No problem. Those are easier to get now than ever also. What about teaming up with local communities, co-ops, churches? Now even better, red states are starting to empower parents to do this directly. There's a new movement for school choices sweeping this country. In Arizona and in Iowa and in Florida and soon many other states, you can pull your kid out of public school and the state will give your child's education funds to spend however you want so that you can buy homeschooling materials. It's all right there for the asking. All you have to do is take the plunge to protect your children. Lee Bortons is an internationally acclaimed educator, author, entrepreneur, and speaker. She's the founder of Classical Conversations, which supports classical Christian homeschooling in all 50 states and 30 foreign countries. And she joins us now. Lee Bortons, kind of a celebrity in the arena of homeschooling. Thank you so much for coming. We appreciate it.
Thanks. Thank you, Stu. I'm so glad to be here. I didn't know I was a celebrity.
Yeah, well, you are. So just embrace it. And doing something that's absolutely beneficial for kids these days. So many parents want to do this, but they feel overwhelmed when they start thinking about actually implementing homeschooling. So how difficult of a burden is this, or how easy can it be made?
Yeah, so a lot of times they think it's difficult because they bring school home, which is not the same as homeschooling. And so if you go to our website, classicalconversations.com, we have all kinds of like things like you referred to earlier, websites, communities that meet together, all kinds of things that can help them to see what the difference is between homeschooling and bringing school home. You know, a lot of folks think it's, I have four kids and six subjects. I must have to tutor 24 hours a day. How's that even possible? And of course, it's not. That's a contrived state, way of doing things, the industrial model. Those of us who've homeschooled for a long time, I started in 1983. We learned to just live our lives with our children around us, and we really enjoy being with them. Yeah. So you have to, it's a totally different paradigm and a different mindset, but you only know what you know. And it's really important that there are these homeschool co-ops, state organizations, various groups that can help a parent, because that first year or two when you homeschool, you will probably bring school home because that's what you know. But what you'll find out is how ineffective and inefficient it is.
Talk about the socialization of children and how homeschooling impacts them either in a negative or positive way.
Yeah. When that question's been around, for the 40 years I've been doing it, and I would always say, I don't want my children socialized. I want them civilized. People forget that there's such a thing as negative socialization. And what we see in homeschoolers is that because they're intergenerational in their contacts with parents, grandparents, and siblings all day long, as well as they're out in the community with all kinds of different people, finding mentors, tutors, trainers of all kinds and sorts of all ages, that they actually are better equipped. And again, we don't bring school home and sit here for 6 hours a day doing school. We use home as the center for a global education, where our children are on constant lookout for mentors and teachers. We really are trying to develop lifelong learners. And I think every parent wants that for their child. It's a horrible thing when we say we've graduated, because nobody ever does graduate, right? We commence, we begin something else. And so we just have this attitude that it's part of just living together, and we just like to be around our children.
Yeah. So we've been programmed to believe that we need this piece of paper from a school called a diploma. We need a certain grade point average in order to qualify to attend the college that we want. It's this program's position that we think we should just abolish college altogether. But if somebody wants to do that, if post-secondary education is what they want to do, they want to go to the University of Florida, they want to go to, Arizona State, how do they qualify to do this? How many students are actually making it into post-secondary education that have been homeschooled?
I have never met a homeschool student who couldn't get into some kind of secondary education. In fact, secondary education welcomes our children. There's specifically scholarships for homeschoolers. There's colleges getting to be known as the homeschool college in the area. I know if you attend Classical Conversations for at least 4 years, their Erskine College in South Carolina provides a four-year scholarship for you. And there's $10,000 scholarships all over the place. It's an imagined barrier. There is none. Parents say, I don't know how to make a transcript. Well, that's easy. Like, we have our own service called academicrecords.net. And for $15, you build a transcript just following the steps online, and it gets sent to the colleges you're applying to. People just don't really know all the services that are available for homeschoolers. We can do whatever we want to do.
Including,
holds us back.
Including, I don't know a whole lot of parents, at least in my circle of friends, that would introduce pornographic materials to their sixth grader. I don't know many of them that would try to convince their child that they were born in the wrong body and that they should mutilate their genitals and start wearing a dress if they're a boy, or jeans if they're a girl, and a cowboy hat and be a boy, and then go get man parts. I mean, I just don't know anybody in my circle of friends that would do that. This is what's happening in our public schools. What about the idea that we should not also discourage people from actually fighting back in their public schools if that's the choice that they want to make, to leave their kids there, that they should assemble and that they should go and they should fight back? Do you agree with that?
Well, I don't think public education should exist, and I'm not for the vouchers or the ESAs, which will turn like my business if we were to take the money into a public school. Private education is very different than public education. And so when I hear about parents fighting for the school board or trying to change things, I'm like, okay, that's a fool's errand. You're trying to make a socialist system, not socialist. A lot of folks don't know the history of public education and how in the 1920s, when it began to be compulsory across the United States, It was a Prussian model. And so its whole purpose was to make a democracy out of people where everybody's equal. Well, of course, the only way to make everybody equal is to cut them down to the same size, because you can't make them the same height. And so then anything that's publicly funded is inherently socialism. So all the education that receives public funds is socialist. And what does socialism breed? More socialism. So it's funny to me that people think you can correct a socialist system now that they're seeing it be successful. The reason it took six generations for it to become so successful at what it was intended to do is because we had this thing called Christian capital. The culture itself had this idea that there was such a thing as virtue and goodness and ways to uphold the family. But every generation that went to public school got a little bit less interested in those the virtues that their parents had. And like you referred to before, of 20, 40 years ago, people think it's a lot different. I think the school's a lot different than when they went. And that's true, because each generation drummed out a little bit more of freedom and self-reliance. And the idea is that you're accountable to somebody else. So now, I mean, it took 100 years, but it happened, and we've got exactly what we should have gotten from
the Pledge of Allegiance is gone. They don't stand and put their hand over their heart anymore. They don't honor the flag. They don't have a value system that's representative of the nuclear family structure. They don't have, you know, God in their schools. They've removed the Bible from their schools. I mean, all of these things slowly, you know, as a trickle effect, we've been indoctrinated and programmed to just accept.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the nature of government-funded anything. So, like, I always say to people, you know, what happened to the C in YMCA? It used to be a Christian organization until they took government funds, right? So inherently, somebody else is going to make the decisions when they're paying the bills, versus a father who makes the sacrifice to have his children in private school, or to have his wife homeschool, or to, you know, as a single dad, homeschool their children, send their children to a micro school, whatever that decision is. By voting with your pocketbook, you can control things. If it's not your money, that's welfare, and you don't have any right demanding things. And people will say that, you know, well, I pay my taxes. I've yet to meet a parent who pays enough property tax to actually cover the cost of their child's state education. What we really need to be doing is getting rid of tax. Property tax and not having it go to state education. And there's a lot of legislation throughout the United States working to do that as a counter to these awful ESA and voucher programs that would bring homeschoolers right under the state jurisdiction.
Yeah, we think that we should abolish the Department of Education as well. It's a terrorist organization and it should be deemed so. We've seen so many different videos that have been viral on my Twitter account of these assaults that are happening in classrooms. Kids are getting the crap kicked out of them on school buses going to and from. These fights are breaking out in classrooms. Oftentimes, teachers are being assaulted. Who in their right mind would want to send their kid into an environment that's hostile and physically assaultive like this? Not to mention they have to worry about being assaulted or molested or groomed by the teacher that's responsible for their education, when really their only education is the importance of transgenderism, acceptance, and critical race theory. They're being liberalized and indoctrinated to adopt this socialist way of life. But of course, then it comes down to logistics. If you don't have a dad that makes enough money, if both parents have to work, how do you come home? How do you have your kids home? What are some of the logistical things that you can offer here to help ease people's minds when they're considering doing something like this?
Well, the main thing is information. There is so much money and so much help out there. So just as an example, the church I attend is very much into Christian education. And I don't care if you're a Christian or not, if you're a parent, whatever your faith is, you should be helping your children in that faith. But our church is an example. We offer... We support a 5-day-a-week classical school, a 3-day-a-week hybrid, 1-day-a-week classical conversations, which I, you know, am part of. And we have a scholarship fund. So we offer these four things to our families. We have 120 children at our church. Not a one of them goes to public school because we work together. And the thing about COVID that just made me so excited was, you know, I say COVID, oh, happy monster, because now I have friends who've put together micro schools that meet in the evenings, on weekends. They have cottage schools, cul-de-sac schools. Five families get together and hire a tutor, like you referred to earlier. Five families who have to work full time, take turns teaching and raising the kids. There are so many inexpensive ways to raise your children, but we've just been conditioned that there's one way and we have to go to the state whenever things are falling apart and say, fix it for us. And, you know, what I'm just here to say is it's not fixable. why don't we do things the way the founding fathers intended and have free market education where the person who receives the education actually is paying the bills or their parents?
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. They are after our children. Make no mistake, that is not hyperbolic. And they have a controlled environment in which they have complete unfettered access to your children, in many cases doing things behind the parents' back without their permission. It's very nefarious. It's demonic.
But actually, the thing is, you know, if every church did just one of the four things our church does, public school would disappear tomorrow. We don't need to fix it. We need to just replace it. And, you know, like, I don't homeschool because of all the bad things that happen in public school. That's not why I do it. I do it for all the wonderful things that happen when our family is in charge of our children's education. It's such a blessing to be able to raise children that you like being with. You know, people say, but I butt heads or I can't get along with my children. And I'm like, well, whose fault is that? Why did you raise them that way? Right. And of course, all of us have tensions with people that we live. That's a normal part of life. That's our sanctification. That's what makes us better parents. And so when we're butting heads with our kids and then we farm them out to somebody else, we're losing that opportunity for them to learn how to handle conflict in a very loving family kind of way. Instead of, you know, what we're seeing now.
Yeah, I agree with all of that. And, you know, it strengthens your relationship. It strengthens your bond. And just referring to the bad things that happen in the school, when your kids grow up and you're like, oh, you're a product of this. Well, why didn't you help me then, Dad? Why didn't you fight for me? Why didn't you take me out of that environment? It's a lot to think about. It really is. I mean, for a parent, as being a dad with three young kids, that is a lot to think about. And we have a duty to our kids. And so we hope that everybody in our audience takes this segment very seriously and looks into it. The website, again, classicalconversations.com. Is that right?
Yes.
Classicalconversations.com. Great.
Right. If you go there, there's a button that says find a community. If you click that and send your information in, one of our 15,000 local tutors will get a hold of you and see what they can do to help.
Fantastic. Lee Bortons, thank you for everything that you're doing to help to protect our kids and to show people the way that it should be. We appreciate you being here. God bless you.
Thank you, Stu. It was fun.
So there's a super secret bailout happening right now that we need to warn you about. It's looking like 2008 all over again. Banks are collapsing. Everybody knows that. At the same time, executives are taking fat bonuses. And the White House is running to their rescue while regular people are struggling, can't pay their bills, can't fill their tank with gas. And then suddenly Biden has the nerve to bail out wealthy Americans again. Guess who's paying for that? You are. You don't need to play their game anymore. Opt out of that system and move your cash into gold and silver before it's too late. Call my good friends at Gold Co., 855-706-GOLD. Again, 855-706-GOLD. When you call that number, you'll learn three simple steps that you can take right now to protect yourself with gold and silver. Mention Stu Peters. Get up to $10,000 in free silver with your qualified account. Call Gold Co. today, 855-706-GOLD.
Taxation is theft, especially when your money is used to fund evil.
Wear a mask. Get boosted.
Corona hoax, mass deception, America controlled by fear. Good news, there's another way. You can stop paying for the crimes and cover-up today through Freedom Law School.
The best thing you can do, according to the IRS's own official auditors, is to stop filing and paying income taxes.
Based on the government's official websites, there is no law requiring 99% of Americans to file and pay income tax. See the proof for yourself on freedomlawschool.org. Don't wait to drain the DC swamp. Start your journey to freedom from IRS deception, robbery, and slavery. Starve out the problem. Weaponize your earnings. Defund the swamp and fund the truth and freedom movement today. Go to livefreenow.org and restore the freedom we all miss.
Welcome back. So, since the inception of this young show over the last 2 years, we have been relentlessly calling out the empire of lies. Specifically, over the last year, we've been calling out the empire of lies for its web of deceit around this fake Ukraine war. Now, to be clear, we knew that we were right about Ukraine. We knew with 100% certainty that the Biden regime and its press flunkies were lying about the causes of the war. They were lying about the battles of the war. They were lying about the actual events of the war. They were lying about the overall situation, the whole damn thing. We knew that. And now, thank God, we can prove it. Dozens of top secret U.S. intelligence documents have now surfaced online over the past month, telling the truth about what's really going on in this fake proxy war against Russia. What do the documents show? Well, first off, they prove that our leaders were lying about there being no U.S. troops inside of Ukraine. In fact, there are at least 14 U.S. special forces in that shithole country, along with additional troops from the U.K. and from France and from Latvia and from the Netherlands. What the hell are they doing there? Now, the Pentagon has concocted this lame excuse about them being there to guard our embassy and monitor our aid shipments. Now, that is absolutely a pathetic excuse. Why in the hell would you need U.S. special forces to oversee handing out aid? You don't. Now, of course, we don't know exactly what these special forces are actually doing, but now we do know with 100% certainty that the Biden regime is lying about whatever it is. There's other revelations in these documents, too. We have intelligence assessments which say that the Ukrainian military is low on equipment and ammo and manpower. We have casualty estimates which indicate that the Ukraine has taken vastly more losses than Russia. And our own government's only response is to lamely claim that the numbers are photoshopped. Let's pretend for a second that we can trust this fake government corporate crime syndicate for just one second and just say that these are photoshopped. Well, if they are, they definitely didn't photoshop out the part where our own agents say that a Ukrainian offensive would be a complete waste because it would fail to gain any territory at all. But the Ukrainians who aren't actually doing any of the fighting are as fanatical as ever. The documents show that President Zelensky wants to launch more and more strikes against Russia itself, which previously he had promised that he would never do. Make no mistake, this is the biggest U.S. intelligence leak in at least a decade. And it proves, once again, that our military intelligence state does not exist for the benefit of you or me or any other ordinary American. No, it exists solely to satisfy the bloodthirst and hunger for the power of a tiny segment of our elites. Nobody else benefits. Nobody. Not us, and certainly not the Ukrainian people. The only winner here is the empire of lies. Frankie Stocks broke this story for National File, and he joins us now. Frankie, what do you know?
Hey, Stu, thank you for having me on. You know, this entire story about the intelligence doc leak is incredibly damaging for the U.S. Support of the Ukraine war. You know, it truly shows that the entire Ukraine war, NATO and the United States involvement in the Ukraine war has been built up on lies. It's been predicated on lies since its very beginning. We've been told over and over again that the United States is not going to be putting boots on the ground in Ukraine, despite our leaders calling for it, despite our leaders posturing as if we are. And now we know that there are U.S. troops on the ground in Ukraine. This backs up what John McIntyre, an American defector from the Ukrainian Foreign Legion, said in an interview with RT about a month back. He talked about how just in his group alone, he knew of multiple Americans on the ground who were calling in pinpoint strikes against Russian forces. They are there to aid the Ukrainians with advanced Western military technology. And this has been proven in these leaked documents. And this is in addition to the thousands of Americans who are currently stationed on the Romanian-Ukrainian border, where the top U.S. general says that U.S. forces are prepared to defend NATO at a moment's notice.
Who has war declaration powers, Frankie? I believe it's United States Congress has to do that. Has there been any declaration of war against Russia? What are these troops doing there?
No, of course there hasn't. You know, this is more of the global elite defense state, war state, that we're seeing it just in action on the global stage here. This is really all the bodies for the deep state are buried in Ukraine.
In Ukraine. You know, we've been saying that forever, between the bioweapons labs and the deep state pedophilia cabal, Burisma, fake energy companies, millions of dollars in bribes to the sitting vice president's son, Hunter Biden, the crack smoking, promiscuous, woman doing ostensibly child molester with young kids. I mean, the whole thing is full of corruption. Even the president of Ukraine is fake. The country itself is fake. Wasn't even a country up until 1991. The borders are fake. These bioweapons labs, by the way, right on the border that it shares with Russia, the probably rightful owners of that land. Half of the people that are in Ukraine are Russians, just want to be Russia. They're ethnic Russians. They're Orthodox Christians. These people have committed war crimes. They have been eating and cannibalizing opposition troops. They've been targeting the troops' families, the Russian troops' families. They have been enlisting non-military personnel. These are all war crimes. The real war criminal here is Joe Biden and this deep state military industrial complex. What can the people of the United States expect this kind of a military to do here at home? This is a military that will fire on its own people. Is that hyperbolic to say?
I don't think it's hyperbolic to say at all. And if the Ukrainians are any example, you know, we have seen the Ukrainians in an effort to twist and pervert the actual reality on the ground. We've seen the Ukrainians order their soldiers not to retrieve the bodies of their fallen comrades so that they can skirt counting them as official combat deaths. This is also reflected in the leaked documents, in which the documents, the U.S. government makes the ludicrous claim that 17,000 Ukrainian soldiers have died in the conflict. We know from statistics from the Donetsk People's Republic, the breakaway state in the Donbass, where the Battle of Bakhmut is taking place, we know from statements there that just lower end estimates say that 20,000 Ukrainians have fallen in that battle alone. In Bakhmut, when the Ukrainian conscripts are taken to the front lines, they have a four-hour life expectancy, and that's actually from Ukrainian sources. So this entire thing has been a bloodbath. And the Ukrainians are lying. The U.S. government, NATO are lying so that they can continue this effort to circle the wagons around Ukraine where the bodies are buried.
You know, the Pfizer butt slut, Lindsey Graham, that warmongering parasite, he and his buddies in the D.C. Beltway are getting rich. Their buddies, NGOs, are getting rich. Raytheon and Lockheed are getting rich. They are basically using Ukraine as a missile testing site while they're siphoning all the money off of the top of this thing. They're funneling it through as if it's a fake storefront for a drug lord who sells, you know, burritos out the front and fentanyl and porn and child trafficking out the back. Lindsey Graham is committing war crimes, and all of his counterparts, including Sean Hannity over on the Fox News channel, who are cheering on, egging on this war. This is a bloodbath for the purpose. They are killing Ukrainians. They are killing innocent Russians. They are killing innocent people, families, children. They are blowing them up. They are killing them in the streets. When this whole fake war started, you'll remember, Frankie, Vladimir Putin sent aid to Ukraine to get ethnic Russians out of there. They shot them as they were trying to flee for these trains and buses. They killed them dead in the streets. They trapped them inside of their apartments and then left them for dead. These people are absolutely war criminals, and they should be arrested immediately and tried in high courts for these crimes against humanity. And the death penalty absolutely should be on the table. Thank you so much for breaking this over. By the way, Frankie, where do you suppose that this leak came from?
Supposedly it came from a Discord forum. You know, that's what the Washington Post and similar publications are claiming. I wouldn't put much stock into that. You know, that's an obvious effort to delegitimize it.
The Washington Post, by the way, just released something here. It was like 10,000 words long. I know how journalism works. You're a writer over at National File. You know how journalism works. How long does it take to put a piece like this together?
Yeah, they obviously had this thing set up and ready to go out. You know, it's the thing reads like a novel.
So how long? I mean, just estimate. How long would it take to put something like this together?
I think they were working on it for a couple of weeks, you know, waiting for this to drop. I think it looks like they were waiting for it to drop.
So it's possible, or you're suggesting that it's possible, that this leak came from the feds, that the leaker is a fed.
They could be, or we could be seeing they knew that something had made its way out. They knew that there was about to be something to break. They had a bead on a leak that could have taken place, and they knew it was about to come out, so they had to get something together. They've tried to backdate this whole thing by, you know, months and months and months, claiming that this has just been floating around and no one's noticed it. But the documents that expose the phony casualty figures, those are dated within the past couple of weeks, you know, at the end of March. So this is new information that's come out.
Yeah. This fake Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy, the fraud that he is, that we all knew that he was, took what, like 43, 47 votes to get him in there. It was a ridiculous sham. All of the favors and all of the so-called concessions that he gave up to the House Freedom Caucus in order to be there, with the motion to vacate the chair on the table. Now should be the time to do that. Where is Kevin McCarthy? Congress controls the purse strings for war. Why are we still sending aid, military equipment, bombs, and missiles to this war criminal, fake president Zelensky, who is committing a Ukrainian genocide right out in front of the world. We are the bad guys of the world right now. And as far as where we can sit, it looks like the only person that is standing between freedom, whatever's left of that in this dumb world, this non-serious country, and this one world governance, new world order, Agenda 2030, Great Reset, happens to be Vladimir Putin, as he's strategically targeting these bioweapons labs and trying to get ethnic Russians out of Ukraine. Frankie Stocks, thank you for your great reporting over at National File. For more, go to nationalfile.com. And thanks so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Stu.
Branch Covidians have turned our cities into super shedder capitals. The jabbed have become self-spreading bioweapons, threatening the purebloods.
He pulled this clot out, but as he pulled it out, it became something that was the extent of the person's entire leg. It was almost like a wax, you know, mold of something.
The clot shot is ending careers, detonating bombs in the brains of pilots.
Dozens, maybe north of 100 commercial airline pilots have died within just a few days of being vaccinated. Dead.
But don't despair. There's an answer to protect you and your kids from the chimerically engineered symptoms. Forget the forever boosters. Fortify your immune system today with the Z-Stack from Dr. Zev Zelenko. One pill formula, taken twice a day. Everything you need to fight back against bioweapons, RSV, and influenza B. ZStackProtocol.com. Stock up now. Be prepared. Stand ready. ZStackProtocol.com.
Did you know that over 50 million adults right here in the United States suffer with sleep issues every day? If that's you, you're not alone. Sleep is the cornerstone for better health. Plus, people can't properly combat stress and anxiety. These numbers are directly correlated to this one. 75% of Americans suffer a magnesium deficiency, which helps you to combat stress and get better sleep. Magnesium Breakthrough has the seven most critical types of magnesium all in one pill. Go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Again, magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters.
The boosters are killing millions.
Shut up, vaccine sensitivity.
A vaccine holocaust has begun.
We are seeing right now the highest death rates we have ever seen in the history of this business.
The vaccinated have chronic COVID.
Hey, folks, guess you heard this morning I tested positive for COVID, but I've been double vaccinated, double boosted.
They're drowning in bioweapons sludge, and gay people are taking doggy style to the extreme. But a generation of patriots are standing back and standing by. Christopher Key is leading the revolution.
Good morning.
Temple. That's why they're poisonous with the water, the food, the supplements.
Confronting corrupt corporations through peaceful protest and righteous resistance. Visit vaccine-police.com to stay informed on pure blood survival and products to keep your loved ones safe. Vaccine-police.com.
So as we have explained on this show over and over again, Canada is a country obsessed with being just like America, except a whole lot more depraved, more liberal, more aggressively anti-Christian, more insane. One of the chief religious rituals of the modern liberal cult is the drag show, the trannies. So Canada has a newly proposed law that bans all protests within 200 meters of a drag show. The mayor of Calgary, one of Canada's largest cities, wants to make this even stricter. She wants specific protest areas, and if you protest outside of that zone or about something that she doesn't want, she wants to be able to give you a year in prison and a $10,000 fine. Already, a pastor in Calgary has been jailed on hate crime charges for his protest against a drag show. Also, a Canadian student was arrested at his school for refusing to submit to a transgender propaganda lesson at that school. Odessa Orlowitz is the host of Liberty Talk Canada and is tracking all of this story. She joins us now. Odessa, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
Okay, so what's happening is each province, they are trying to bring in a new law. So I believe it's Calgary and possibly Ontario. It's province by province. They're starting to do it. There's so many protests now of parents, grandparents who are turning up to drag shows for kids, whether it be at a community center, a library, or school, and protesting peacefully. Never, ever anything like assault, nothing. Protesting peacefully. Well, the government is upset with that. So they've now decided that they want it to be where you can only protest 200 meters away, which is literally across the street and down the block.
Yeah, it's like a football field. I mean, they want to keep you away from this. So what's the point of even protesting exactly?
Well, exactly. And then they, the woman,
they just don't want people seeing that there are vehemently, abundantly more people that are against this kind of child abuse and molestation than there are that are for it.
Correct. And they don't want children to see that there's people standing up for them. So now this mayor in Calgary, this is so dystopian. She wants to do a law that's actually called like a specific law where she says which protests are illegal to for you to go to the event and protest it, and you could get $10,000 fine and a year in jail. But she decides which ones. And interestingly enough, here in Canada, the only people getting assaulted are the parents who are saying, can we not put kids on puberty blockers? Most of the signs are, please stop puberty blockers. Please don't transition till you're 18. Normal signs that are actually not whacked.
Yeah, please, as an adult male, don't wave your grown balls and penis in front of my 8-year-old boy's face and then get off on it. How about that? They want to put these people, these protesters, these parents inside of bubbles in zones that are far, far away where they won't attract any attention from the press or the media and where it will never be known that anybody opposes this kind of depravity.
They're trying to do that, but they're also letting us get assaulted and those people don't get to go to jail. In fact, there was a protest about this kind of thing where a convoy was coming into Vancouver maybe a month ago. And these same Antifa style, half of them are trans, half of them are just Antifa kids, very troubled kids. We've seen them before. The things they say are is bizarre. They are now throwing paint over our fastest highways and moving cars over the cars that are part of the convoy. And no one's doing anything about it. So they could actually be murdering cyclists, like motorbikers. Nothing's happening there. They are allowed to come to our medical freedom protests that are permitted. The police are there. They're allowed by the city. And everyone's peaceful no matter what. They're allowed to come to our protests, go right into our crowd with really disgusting signs. And in fact, a couple of years ago, a woman just took off all her clothes at the art gallery and started gallivanting, playing music in front of our speakers who were politicians. So it's, they don't care, and they don't care if we get assaulted. It's a law for them and a law for us.
Here is the answer to this. Show up by the millions. Completely ignore these fake laws. Completely ignore these fake politicians who have no authority over you and your God-given inherent rights. Show up in the masses. Show up by the tens or hundreds of thousands or millions. You have to pick up the sword and fight against this all-out assault on our children. Do not stand down. Do not be intimidated or fearful or scared of this fake regime. Be there. Show up and show these children that they are worth standing up for.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know why the government's doing this? Because it's becoming more often, every event, more people, it's becoming more widespread. So they're freaking out and they keep saying we're this awful fringe minority of misogynists, anti-gay. There are gay people that are joining us to say, stop the puberty blocker, stop chopping off our kids' parts. And you know what they do? They don't let us give the real message. They scream over us so that what we're actually saying, it sounds like too much sense. We're not saying don't be gay. If you want to be trans when you're an adult, hey, go crazy.
No, not really.
Stop chopping our kids' body parts off.
That too. Yeah, absolutely. We think transgenderism should be criminalized and that we should reopen insane asylums and put all of these people there. So we differ a little bit in opinion there. But yes, absolutely zero tolerance whatsoever with touching or molesting or waving your parts in front of our kids, inviting them to drag shows so that you can get off on your sexual depravity in front of these people. They are child molesters. They are groomers. They are Satan worshipers, and they need to be imprisoned, period. Show up by the masses. Go ahead. Final words.
One quick question.
Yeah.
Stu is right. Something came in on a text this morning from another guy saying, oh my gosh, finally, there's going to be a Zoom meeting allowed with the parents about SOGI, which is this whole agenda. They're allowing a Zoom meeting with the parents, finally, about SOGI. And that's not happened anywhere in Canada. So they're being forced to at least have a Zoom meeting because they don't like it in person because they have all these people show up and they're screaming at the crazies. And in fact, Stu, one of the school board people that is the LGBTQ liaison that works for the school board went on Twitter and said, just let everybody know Jesus was a trans.
These people are demonic. Yeah, these people are demonic. And there is no rehabilitating people like this. Despite what it feels that you should do and the way that you should react, praying for our enemies is what we are instructed to do. Only God can judge what's in their hearts. Only God can bring them to him and accept them into his eternal paradise. However, we can arrange that meeting. And when I say that, I mean we can lead people to the cross. We can lead people to Jesus. We can show people what his promise is. We can preach the gospel everywhere, but we are commanded to pray for our enemies, as demonic as they might be, as possessed as they might be, as evil as they might be. As a matter of fact, the more evil they are, the harder and more fervently we should pray. And don't stop showing up. That's the real life action that you need to take. Don't stop showing up. Go there in larger numbers. Make the press and the fake media show the vast majority of people, Christians and good people with values and morals, are willing to stand up for our children. Make no mistake, I want to be perfectly clear. They are coming for your kids. They want to molest them. They want to rape them. They want to traffic them. They get off on this. There's no rehabilitating people like this. Insane asylums need to be reopened up. Thank you for covering all of this in Canada. We have a tremendous amount of love for Canada and for your country and for the people of Canada. And, you know, we're just so sorry for everything that you're going through. But we are just so appreciative that you are not backing off or showing fear, but that instead you are going on offense. Increase the pressure, inflict the pain, go on offense, put these people out on display for the entire world to see. Vanessa Orlowitz, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Every day, we learn more about how the so-called vaccine is wrecking healthy immune systems. But it's not just the jabbed who are at risk. Protect yourself from shedding its spike proteins. Boost your immune system with Dr. Jen Vandewater's Spike Recovery Formula, available at heroicdoctors.com. This formula inhibits spike viral effects, blood vessel blockages, and supports T-cell activity. Go to heroicdoctors.com and order it today.
Preparing for an imminent food crisis is just good advice. Obviously, there are supply chain disruptions manufactured intentionally. Obviously, the food source has been contaminated and poisoned. So having the food for the imminent upcoming famine is probably very important. HeavensHarvest.com, that's where they come in. Go to HeavensHarvest.com. You can get real food, not just fake rice and beans and flour and nasty garbage. Actual real food that tastes good with all of the appropriate protein. There's a $100 bucket over there right now. You get big discounts, by the way, if you use the code StuPeters10 when you check out. 10% off plus free shipping at HeavensHarvest.com. Oh, and also, yes, this is something that you need to think about. Being self-sufficient. Heirloom seeds also available at HeavensHarvest.com. So now you can grow and harvest the same things that your great-grandparents did. Live off the land. Be self-sufficient. Heirloom seeds and buckets of food available right now. Go to HeavensHarvest.com. Again, HeavensHarvest.com. We have a television program, and we can't tell you that we have a cure for anything. What we can tell you is that if you have a child who has a diagnosis of ADHD, and you're considering or you are currently administering ADHD medications, for example, Adderall or Ritalin or methylphenidate, if you are concerned about the potential long-term devastating effects from these neurotoxins that you're introducing to your child's brain, that it would be a really, 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 really good idea. We strongly recommend that you try CBD, all natural CBD derived from hemp, which comes from God's earth. Nobody can question the explosion in the popularity of CBD and its usage for a whole lot of things, including joint pain and muscle pain, ligament pain, relaxation, migraine, headaches, allergies, people with Parkinson's, ADHD. We would say that there's a large group of people who are finding extremely positive results by using CBD for their children to protect them from fake doctors who push poison down their throats. My CBD company is Curibl. That's spelled K-U-R-I-B-L. Curibl, K-U-R-I-B-L. It's a family-owned business based right here in my home state of Minnesota. I know one of the directors of Curable. I happen to coach baseball with him. And all of the hemp is sourced from my home state right here in Minnesota. Plus, you get 20% off site-wide when you use the promo code STEW at curable.com. So go there. Remember, we can't say that this is a cure for legal reasons. If you have a child with ADHD, try Curable, K-U-R-I-B-L.com for 20% off. Use promo code STEW when you go to curable.com. Welcome back. So a few months ago, Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene suggested that we need a national divorce. Now, MTG is not a person with a lot of original ideas, and this was no exception. Radio and TV host Wayne Allen Root has been calling for a national divorce for more than 2 years now, and he has a plan for actually making it happen, and quickly. So it starts by building a parallel economy. We've talked about that on this program at length. Half of America is conservative, yet the big companies are all woke. So what would happen if patriotic Christian Americans refused to fund them and instead only spent our money to support other patriotic Christian American companies? Well, it would remake America overnight. The sham system would completely collapse immediately. And the plan is all laid out in Root's new book, The Great Patriot Boycott Book. It's a whole book filled with good conservative Christian companies to give your hard-earned money to so that it's helping people like you instead of enriching people who want you dead and your children mutilated. Wayne also has some proposals for how to respond to the shameless politically driven indictment of President Trump. And thankfully, instead of demanding more hearings and more investigations that go absolutely nowhere, he's demanding some real indictments and arrests of our own. Wayne Allen Root joins us now to talk more about this. Wayne, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Hey, Stu. Great to be with you. Thank you.
Yeah, of course. So explain your idea of the parallel economy and how your book tells people how they can support other like-minded businesses.
Well, I could say two words that sums it all up. Bud Light. I mean, talk about timing. You need timing in life. And this Bud Light story of this stupid Harvard-educated, brain-dead woman executive who decided that Bud Light wasn't appealing to enough young people and didn't have enough diversity, so she destroyed their entire business. A few days ago, I was saying, wow, they lost $4 billion in market cap. Then yesterday, it was $5 billion. I woke up this morning, it's $6 billion. One gal destroyed $6 billion in market cap, and it may be just starting. It may be getting worse and worse. The snowball is going downhill. We are proving with this Bud Light story, otherwise known as Budweiser, otherwise known as Anheuser-Busch, the company, that if conservatives want to boycott and strike, we could put them out of business. That was my argument from day one, Stu. I wrote a book actually 2 years ago. I'm just leaning down to grab it, called The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book, and it listed the 116 worst companies in America for conservatives that should be boycotted. Instead of spending our money on them, and they use our money to destroy the country and everything we believe in, God, faith, family, capitalism, American exceptionalism, the military, the police, they hate it all, and they're trying to destroy our country and everything we love. So a friend of mine on Wall Street, Stu, just last week did an analysis of the 116 companies we put in this book to boycott, and they've lost over $1 trillion in market cap since my book came out. Over $1 trillion. We've punished them. Bud is the latest example. If conservatives want to pile on and boycott a company, they could just wipe it out, and we could change this country forever by changing corporate behavior, because corporations fund the Democrats and also the rhino Republicans that are ruining our country. So now I've got a new book, The Great Patriot Boycott Book. This is the other side of the coin. These are the 123 best companies in America that we researched, run by conservatives, patriots, and Christians, and people of faith who really spend their money the right way. And you could be proud to spend your money with them. So I've got both sides of the coin now covered, and I think we can apply what we just did to Bud Light. I'm writing that commentary. As soon as I'm done with your show, I'm starting my commentary, which is, why don't we apply the same strategy we used with Bud Light to the whole country and do a national strike by patriots and conservatives to protest what they're doing to Donald Trump? If every conservative host, like Stu Peters and Wayne Root and Tucker Carlson and all of them, Alex Jones, if every single conservative libertarian host in America got on board like that song, We Are the World, where every artist got on board. Every conservative host needs to agree. We need a nationwide strike to protest what they're doing to Donald Trump. We could bring the nation to its knees. It could be a one-day strike. It could be a two-day strike. It could be a weekend strike. It could be a one-week strike. There'll be no one on the road. There'll be no one buying gas. There'll be no one in the supermarkets, no one in the department stores, no one in the schools. If you don't send your kids to school, the entire country will be shut down, and we will prove our power and our strength the same way we did to Budweiser. I think we need to start doing nationwide strikes to show that we are the silent majority and we're not going to put up with this nonsense.
Yeah, you know, I mean, in way of what you were saying, I mean, one woman destroyed $6 billion in revenue for one company in just a few short days by showing that they were in bed with the depravity and, you know, the psychopathic trans cult of wokeness and child mutilation. It was actually not that one woman that did that. Sure, she made the decision, but it was all of us Americans that did that. And that just shows that, you know, we're not an inherently evil country. We are a good people who actually care about the morals and values that, you know, this country was founded on. So what are some of the other companies that you see in your new book, The Boycott versus the Boycott, that we can be supporting? Just off the top of your head, what types of businesses are in this? Are these companies that people would use every day instead of going to, say, Walmart or shopping on Bezos, Amazon?
Yeah, you know, it's a mixture. Some of them you'll know right away. Goya Foods, Hobby Lobby, Chick-fil-A, In-N-Out Burger, ExxonMobil. These are good conservative companies run by good conservatives who, for the most part, again, they aren't perfect. I didn't find many perfect companies, Stu, but all of them give more to the right than the left, mostly tremendously more, but they still give a little bit to the left. There was even one or two mixed in who gave some donations to Black Lives Matter, but they almost exclusively support Republican candidates. They probably caved to pressure for that one summer of 2020, and I forgave them if overall their values are in sync with ours. I couldn't find perfection, and I never let perfection get in the way of the good. So these are 123 good companies in the Great Patriot Boycott book that you could spend your money with and know they're not supporting horrible causes, or certainly they support good candidates and good causes 90% of the time or more. So those were the ones you might know, the Trump Organization, Mike Lindell with MyPillow. But then there's some you don't know. Like if you want to replace Amazon or Costco or Walmart or Sam's Club, there's a company called GreatPatriotStore.com, not to be confused with my book, Great Patriot Boycott. GreatPatriotStore.com is an American company that sells, that manufactures in the USA every product, over 500 products that everybody uses every day that they buy at, say, Amazon, and they're all 20, 30, 40% lower than the price you pay because there's no middleman. So it's a way to beat inflation. It's a way for patriots and Christians and conservatives to actually buy every product you normally buy at Costco, Walmart, or online at Amazon, and you save 30, 40%. So you beat inflation, and it's a company run by great Christians and conservatives, GreatPatriotStore.com. So there's so many examples, some of them you know, and some of them you've probably never heard of, but they're out there doing a great job. And every day we're adding new ones. So we're going to have updated editions of the book. We just found a great patriotic insurance company. We just found a great patriotic bank that wasn't even in the book. So we're updating our book and adding them in the next edition. So there are good companies still in America. You just got to find them. We're identifying them for you. Great Patriot Boycott book. Buy from them and invest in them in your retirement account. Don't invest in the bad guys like my last book featured Disney, Target, Bed Bath & Beyond, Victoria's Secret. Those are some of the worst companies in America. Don't have them in your retirement account. We could bring the bad guys to their knees. Defund the left and we could fund the right.
Yeah, I agree 100%. This platform has always been about bringing the pain, right? Increasing the pressure. And so a national divorce in the way that Marjorie Taylor Greene presents it is not bringing any pain. It's actually giving up territory. Like, oh, well, we're just going to give up 50% of the country that, you know, real Americans shed blood and died for. That's not bringing the pain. No, Bringing the pain is when we go the opposite direction and we say, no, we're now going to go on the offense here. We're not going to be defensive and give up and wave the white flag of surrender. We're going to go on the offense. We're going to increase the pressure. We're going to bring the pain and we're going to bring you to your knees. You will no longer be in business in this Christian-founded country with morals and values that this country was founded on if you are going to go against those values and participate in the, you know, demonic empire of lies, if you will.
Here's how I describe it, Stu.
Yeah.
Well, the way I describe it is I've talked about the national divorce for 2 years now, that we need a kind of subtle national divorce. I don't really believe we're going to split up our country and leave behind what we love. What I believe is you could have a divorce where mommy and daddy hate each other's guts. Daddy's a Republican, conservative, and a capitalist, and mommy's a communist, and you can't live with each other anymore, so you divorce. Or my idea is, mommy and daddy live in separate bedrooms in different wings of the house, and they live under the same roof for the good of the kids. That's kind of what I'm proposing. You know, when you spend in a parallel economy, you're staying in America for the good of the country and the good of your kids. We're not leaving. We're not abandoning America. We're simply creating a different economy that could benefit the good guys and punish the bad guys. And also the other way to do it subtly is if you live in a blue state, you may want to consider moving to a red state. And it's not some wild thing. I did it. I grew up in New York, born and raised, decided it was too liberal, too communist, taxes too high, regulations made it impossible to do business. I moved 30 years ago to California to get away from the liberals. When California got too liberal, I moved to Nevada. In Las Vegas, I've had a great 21-year run, zero income tax, and the lowest property taxes in America. And I've had a great run, and I've probably saved $2 million in 20 years from taxes. I'll bet somewhere in that neighborhood I've saved, that's given me and my family a much better quality of life. So if you can't move, that's fine. If you don't want to move, that's fine. But there's an option to vote with your feet. And I think more and more people will leave New York, New Jersey, Illinois, California, and they'll go to red states like South Carolina, North Carolina, Texas, Florida, Alabama, even Georgia, which is trending purple, is still basically a red state. Nevada, trending purple, still basically a red state with zero income tax, low property taxes, no mask mandates, no vaccine mandates. We just elected a new Republican governor in my state of Nevada, and his first act was to say he will never allow a child to be forced to vaccinate to go to school. So there's a big difference between Nevada and living in a California or New York. I think opportunity is in red states like DeSantis's Florida. Opportunity is no longer in a blue state, deep blue, like California, Illinois, New York, or New Jersey. So you might want to consider, I don't want to split up the country, but I think the red states will prosper, and I think the blue states will die and go bankrupt and starve because nobody that's left will have the money to pay the bills. Everyone left in the blue states will be a welfare addict whose hands are out, and all the good people who have money, who pay into the system, will move to Florida and Texas, and those states will thrive, and we will create kind of a divided America without ever actually divorcing. And we will create a divided parallel economy without ever officially divorcing. I think that's the way to subtly achieve a national divorce without ever splitting up our great country.
Where can people get the book? Very quickly, I've got 30 seconds.
The Great Patriot Boycott Book, my website, root4america.com, any bookstore, Amazon, a very woke company, but they sell every conservative book. And our book is number one on every bestseller list right now at Amazon since the day it came out 2 weeks ago. And the book comes in 24 hours. And if you hate Amazon, don't buy anything else from Amazon, but buy conservative books from Amazon and you get them in 24 hours. And they'll get the message when their sales are down 1,000%, but conservative books are up 1,000%. I think Amazon will get a very clear message. The Great Patriot Boycott Book. Thank you, Stu.
Wayne Allyn Root, thank you for being here. We appreciate it. God bless you, sir.
God bless you.
Hello, everyone. I'm Mike Lindell, and my employees and I want to thank each and every one of you for all your support during these times. As you all know, I've been canceled by box stores. My pill's been canceled by shopping channels. They've tried to debank me. They wanted to cancel my voice and your voice. Well, today, I'm going to pass the savings on to you. You get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 with your promo code STU. And if you order today, I'm going to give you my book free. This book is not just about addiction. It's entrepreneur. It's a story. It's the American dream. It's what we can lose if we lose our voice. And Stu Peters here has one of the greatest shows on television because he speaks out like it is. He tells the news. What a concept. You guys need to keep supporting him and support all of us. The money goes to keep things that we're doing out there in the country to help save our country. Thank you all, and God bless.
Do you love carbs as much as we do? If so, check this out. We found this really cool science trick that helps you to eat all of the carbs without gaining all of the weight. We're not kidding. It works for pasta and pizza and sandwiches and potatoes. I'm starting to get hungry. We actually learned about this trick from a doctor, but it's very easy. He called it the ultimate fat cheat, so we thought we would spread the word. Go to thehealthyfat.com/stew. Again, thehealthyfat.com/stew. P.S. If you're curious as to how it works, there's a full scientific explanation. It's pretty fascinating. Go to thehealthyfat.com/stew. So regarding this fake proxy war against Russia being waged by our military-industrial complex in Ukraine, the empire of lies is never going to stop lying. They have a love for money and power. They are bloodthirsty and will stop at nothing to enrich and empower themselves perpetually. Then they will employ or continue to employ a fake, complicit, criminal, lying media to program world citizens into believing that we are there helping, when in fact every single dollar that goes there is funding the death of innocent people. From where we sit, apparently, it appears that the only man standing between what's left of freedom on the face of this planet and this one world governance, new world order, great reset, Agenda 2030 is Vladimir Putin. His story being told is extremely important, but it will never be told by the lying and complicit media. Now, we have reached out to Vladimir Putin and his comms people, and we will risk it all right here by saying publicly that we are still attempting to do so. We know that his highest ranking generals view this program, and we believe that he himself does. President Putin, if you are viewing this program, please accept my invitation to sit down with me one-on-one. Saving this world may very well depend on your message being heard by the masses. Please consider that. We're out of time for today. More of Truth, Exposure, and Accountability as we remain uncensored, unafraid, and unstoppable. Tomorrow, same time, same place. Until then, God bless you.